flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
New Testament Bible, Book of Matthew, Chapter 20, Verse number 1 to 16. The Parable of the Workers in the Vineyard. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for a day and sent them into his vineyard. About 9 in the morning, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I'll pay for whatever is right." So went they. He went out again about noon and about 3 in the afternoon and did the same thing. About 5 in the afternoon, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?" "Because no one has hired us," they answered. He said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the workers, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first." The workers who were hired about 5 in the afternoon came, and each received a denar. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each one of them also received a denar. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. "Those who were hired last worked only 1 hour," they said, "and you have made them equal to us, the burden of the work and the heat of the day." Answered to one of them, "I am not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denar? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be the first and the first will be the last. That's one of the most famous story quoted by Jesus in Bible. The workers who came in the morning, the workers who came at 9 a.m., the workers then who came at 2 p.m., and then there are workers who came at 3 p.m., and then there are workers who came at 5 p.m. Everybody worked, and at last everybody got the same amount. The workers who came in the morning protested, "We are working in the whole day along, and you are giving us the same." And the landlord says, "I give out of abundance. I do not give as per your desire. I have, that's why I give. So no matter at what stage you come, he gives because God is the ocean of abundance. He is the ocean of opulence. He is the ocean of vastness. He gives. And he gives. It is his nature to give. Baba said, "I have come to give you the condensed love of 5,000 years. I have come to give you the compressed love of 5,000 years. This is a 5,000 years love file which you need to download with your 2G intellect. He gives and he loves to give. No matter what you do. Whether you are missing your Amrit Vela or Murli, the love stays unconditioned, vast, glorious. It's like a buffet, open for all. You eat what you want. It's cafeteria approach. Everything is there on the platter. No restrictions. No bill to be paid. So this is a very beautiful visualization that I am receiving 5,000 years of God's love. Imagine his love like a golden light. It's coming, descending from up above and filling the heart. To sit alert, close the eyes and feel a golden light containing love of 5,000 years, the divine love is coming unto me. Filling my heart, spreading out, filling every cell of my body. The love is soothing. It is filling my being, filling my mind, my intellect. So no matter what you do, the love is unconditional and it's for all. No matter what you have your opinion about yourself, God is the supreme artist. He sees a masterpiece in the messy canvas. He sees a beautiful statue hidden in every stone. Mona Lisa was not painted in a day. It took time, 4 years, even more. Leonardo da Vinci is said to have been painting it till his death. God is the master painter. And you are his masterpiece. So today's mudli is very short. And Baba said, I have not come to narrate any discourse. I have come to meet. And Baba has got divine memory. He remembers. And he showers the love of 5,000 years. He uses microscope to see your faults and telescope to see your greatness. And we do the other way around. So Baba said, love is for everyone. Now you decide what you have to do. And the second thing, even if sometimes Maya catches hold of you, Baba still sees you as a great soul. Maya is your personal trainer. She teaches you. Every obstacle is an extra bar she is adding to your extra weight, adding to your bar. You are terrified. But then you become a better fighter, a bodybuilder. It's a commando training that she is giving you. You are God's commandos. So your training has to be intense. You cannot remain weak and infirm. She wants you to become strong. So Baba said, no matter, even if the Maya comes, even if the Maya defeats you, Baba sees you as a special child, doing special effort. Because his love is eternal. It doesn't depend upon what you are doing. Its love stays. Whether you go to swimming or not, the ocean's wetness doesn't depend upon your swimming frequency. Even if you miss swimming yesterday, the ocean remains wet. God's love is like that. It is always there. So vast. Now it depends on you. How many rounds of swimming you are doing. So Baba said, I just came to meet you because you have been calling me. It was your resolution, so I have come to fulfill that resolution. Baba uses artistic language, profound metaphors, poetic expressions. Dilaram, Dilrupa, beloved, lover. You can think of some picture of this union. The beloved and the lover are coming together. This is the divine union. It is a song of Vava. Reading the Murli text is like reading a love letter from God. What is written is less important. From where it has come is more important. So, the soul is at its best when it gets lost in the divine. The very nature of the soul is to remain lost in this divine union. The soul is frustrated. It has seen everything in this journey of 5,000 years, and now, at long last, the ocean has come to the river. The dried up, the parched up land of the soul. It has come to shower. The divine greenery is around. So come out of this darkness and rejoice and enjoy. Is the ocean. Don't just look at it. Go and dive deep into this ocean. This love is eternal love. And it will stay with you for the whole 5,000 years. So, reading Murli is in what state of the mind you read it. In one of the Murlis, Baba said, if you think of yourself as a soul, you will get to know all the answers. You don't have to ask anything to anyone. Everything becomes known. All the paths, all the ways. Just keep practicing this one simple thing, soul consciousness, which is the crux of everything. There is no other Purusha, there is no other sadhana other than this. The only Purusha, the only effort is this. Just think of yourself as soul. Practice soul consciousness and all things will come to you. You cannot remember the Father without considering yourself as a soul. So this is an eternal practice, a very challenging practice. 24 hours thinking of oneself as a soul. Nothing else. This is the greatest effort. I am soul. I am soul. I am soul. Keep thinking, keep practicing. whilst you are taking bath, whilst you are moving, whilst you are seeing, whilst you are working, no matter what you are doing, it is a soul who is speaking, it is a soul which is sitting, it is a soul who is hearing. I am the soul, eternal, imperishable, indestructible, indivisible. Just this is the only, the first and the last chapter. Keep practicing and keep practicing. The more you practice this, automatically everything comes to you. What is the power? What are the powers of the soul? What are the virtues of the soul? What is the nature of the soul? Keep thinking about soul. To think of soul is to stay in this moment. The moment you forget soul, you go in the past or you go in the future. Remain anchored in this moment. So all these will come to you, hands down. The love of God will come to you automatically. So, think of the ways to practice soul consciousness. One of the methods is visualizing star in the middle of the forehead. Second is remembering the circle of 84 births. Third is having soul conscious vision. Fourth is churning about soul, thinking about soul, reflecting about soul. What is the nature of the soul? What is the dimension of the soul? From where it has come, why it has come? What is the divinity of the soul? What are the subtle features of the soul? What is the ingredient of the soul? What recipe is this soul? What is the taste of the soul? What is the touch of this soul? What is the melody of this soul? What it looks like? What is the smell of the soul? What is the how? Temperature. So keep thinking, churning. There is no other thought, there is no other sadhana, there is no other effort, there is no other practice other than this. This is the first and the last practice. Forget everything. Forget God and forget all the subtle world and forget Paramdham and forget everything. Forget everything, just practice this. Morning you get up, I am soul. You walk, I am soul. I am sitting, I am soul. You read, I am soul. You drink, I am soul. You eat, I am soul. I am soul, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul. Create this. This is body and this is soul. I have to see only soul and not the body. Body is destructible. Soul is indestructible. Soul is eternal. Keep thinking. Keep on adding adjectives one after the other. The firmly you are anchored in soul consciousness, your memory will become divine. You will remember entire Murli and you will remember everything related to soul. That's it. Om Shanti.